Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christians hope in the coming Messiah. That which is to come is, by definition, not yet here. In other words, hope does not see what it hopes for. That means hope comes not through seeing, but through hearing. And hearing comes through preaching. And those who hear the preaching have hope. Blessed is the one who is not offended by the preaching of hope. At a time after Jesus began his preaching, John the Baptist landed himself in prison. And prison is a hopeless place, a place where John needs the consolation of Jesus. Unable to go himself, John sends disciples to ask him a question. Are you the one to come? That is, are you the Messiah? Or should we look for another Messiah? This is, of course, odd because John had already found Jesus to be the Messiah. Or did he forget? Once when I told someone outside of the faith that I was a Christian preacher and that I preach every week to the same people, they responded, "Every week? Haven't they got the message yet?" When John the Baptist asks whether Jesus is the Messiah or not, it's not to learn something he doesn't know. He knows Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one who called him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John doesn't need knowledge. He knows Jesus is the Messiah. Knowledge comes from understanding, but faith comes from hearing. Knowledge does not save, faith saves. Knowledge needs no assurance, but we live by the assurance of things not seen. We live by faith. An illustration. When a wife asks her husband, "Do you love me?" it's not that she hasn't got the message yet, hopefully. She's not after information, she's seeking assurance. When you order your favorite meal at a restaurant after having had it 100 times before, it's not because you forgot what it tasted like. It's to enjoy it again. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. When you come to the divine service every week, it's not because you forgot who your Messiah is. You want to hear it again. You need to hear it again because all the evidence before your eyes, throughout the week, the worldliness, the conceit of rulers, the deceit of riches, the sins of thought, word, and deed, these are preaching to you all week long. You need to hear the assurance of things not seen. You need hope that comes by faith, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith saves, as the demons well know. The devil has all the knowledge of the Messiah that you do, maybe more, but he has no faith because he has no hope. When Jesus is preached, the demons shudder, but the believer is assured. For God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. But God sent a Messiah for us, and so we have hope. But hope is not just information, it is belief, and belief is a living thing that needs to be fed and needs to be watered. Otherwise, it will wither and it will die. John the Baptist was withering away in prison. about to die, whether he knew it or not. But he knew he needed to be fed. And the natural man has no willpower to overcome the devil and his lies. Hope is not something you can muster up with your own strength. You need words put into your ears to get to your heart. Some people say they talk to their plants and it helps them grow better. I don't think I believe that, but for people it's absolutely true. A wife needs to hear that her husband loves her. She might even say, "Do you love me or not?" to test his message, to extract a clear confession. So does the bride of Christ need to hear from her bridegroom. John the Baptist wants a clear confession from Jesus, not so he can take notes, but so he can feast on the words. Even the most faithful preacher, which John was, even the most faithful preacher of the word needs to be preached to. Faith and hope need to be fed, and they are fed by hearing about the fulfillment of what it is we hope. We need to hear how the things that we have heard, the things that were promised to us, are being fulfilled, so that our hope is justified, our faith is assured, and our Messiah is delivered to us. Are you the Messiah to come, or should we look for another? Jesus doesn't say, "Go tell John, yes, I am the Messiah." He says, "Go tell John what you see. Go tell John what you have seen me do. What I have done is what you were hoping for. What did you expect? I have fulfilled the signs. I am doing the works of the Messiah who is to come." Do you love me, dear husband? A simple yes might not suffice. How about this? Dear wife, what do you see? You are married. You are in a home. You have children. You are had. You are held. You are loved and cherished. You are attended to in sickness and in health. Even as Christ gave himself up for the church, your husband has given himself up for you. Is Jesus the one to come, or should we look for another? Well, what do you see? You see a world lost in conceit and idolatry? Jesus came preaching repentance and forgiveness. You see a world where suffering and death persist, and you hear a gospel of an almighty God suffering and dying so that you may live. You see wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, and pestilences. A world that is dying. The Messiah came telling of a world that must die in just such a way before it can be resurrected. We don't see the Messiah here. That's only because he's coming. The signs of his coming are all around us. The Messiah is near to bring about all things which have been foretold. He is the root of Jesse. He is the key of David. He is the king of nations. And he is the Messiah who has come and who will come again. Come, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.